You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's 4:08. I'm Blois Olson in for Paul and Jordana. David, what are the lyrics? I like lyrics.
Okay.
So it was truth gets told and you get old.
Oh, man.
That feels like how I feel today.
Yeah.
The more we know about the truth, the older we feel.
Okay, but he was about to hit the money line of Vienna Waits for You, and you clomped all over it.
Well, I ain't got time for Vienna. Vienna can keep waiting.
Okay, okay.
We have a radio show to do today.
Billy Joel is good with his words.
I agree. Billy Joel. Yeah. Saw him at Target Field a few years back.
I did too. I was there.
And now that he has this, what do they call it?
Residency
at MSG, Madison Square Garden.
Yep.
It'd be in my top five concerts to try to still go see.
For sure.
Yeah, no. Billy Joel, good on you. Vienna can keep waiting. But the more we hear the truth, the older we get. You know, we're going to talk to Andy Tate later this half hour about markets. Markets had a good day today, which is nice to have good news on a Monday in the market. It's kind of like good forecast on a Monday in Minnesota. Hasn't happened that often lately. We should probably have a party. Markets, forecast, Twins winning. Timberwolves have a new president. Think of all the good news. Think of all the great news. You know, it was at the top of the news. It's been in the news all weekend. But I wanna just kind of raise this issue. And I don't feel like it's partisan. I know some people will make it partisan, and that's not my intention. But it feels like one of the things that we've trusted for years, the judicial system, is having more and more cases where a decision is made and then that decision is proven to be maybe not the right one. In this alleged homicide of a child in Orono, the idea that a mentally ill mother who the father had concerns about was given full custody is now in charge with second-degree murder. There just seems to be a lot of why, how, what in this story. Just like 2 years ago with relation to George Floyd, there were a lot of how, what, whys in his arrest and killing. And so that is going to be a topic that we have to struggle with. We have to figure out. Many of you texted in and said, public safety, top issue. Well, it's not just the crimes that you want prosecuted or the judicial system or the judicial decisions that you want. Who are these judges? Why is this happening? And it's not just a metro area thing. There are judges in greater Minnesota who are making similar decisions. I think it could be the sleeper issue of the 2022 election. Because people are frustrated. It is confounding to them. They're trying to figure out the system that they learned about, that they grew up with, that they lived in, how it could be wrong so often right now, how it could make so many mistakes, how people who commit multiple felonies could continue to have their sentences stayed. 651-461-9226. We'll talk more about this at the bottom of the hour, because this issue is not going away. And it's in the headlines right now, so let's talk about it right now. Officials on both sides, and if you are out there at all right now, if you are talking to people, if you are following the news, if you have teenagers, you know mental health is not a partisan issue. It is something that everybody, from Democrats to Republicans, from teenagers to seniors, from moms to dads, everybody's got a point of view on mental health right now. I bet you mental health awareness had had peak acknowledgement of it being real. Along with it comes issues of addiction, workplace productivity, school productivity. I have two teenagers. I watch their mental health regularly. What's their mood? And yes, there's going to be roller coasters as a teenager. There's going to be good days and bad days and sad days and happy days and proud days. But I feel like, David, I don't know about you, but I feel like we never even acknowledged moods when I was younger. Like, oh, you had a bad day. Fuck up, little soldier. Let's go. And now you at least acknowledge it. I mean, I think you can overtalk it and overthink it too, but acknowledging it is huge.
Yeah. And I think in the last, 4 years now, I would say, or maybe going back a little longer, you could describe the mood of a state or a country or the world in just some really drastic ways because of presidential race and the pandemic and social unrest and all these things. And, you know, of course, you can go down to, you know, the fun things and weather and season and all that stuff, too. But there's so many reasons for us to have a certain color that paints a whole swath of weeks or months of years of our lives.
You know, I think that's one of the dynamics that we all have to acknowledge. Your texts come in. The reason judges can make these decisions is, unlike police officers, they're not sued for making a terrible decision that's a problem. Well, is litigation and litigiousness the answer? Judges are elected. They stand for election. They can be recalled. So it's not like they just, you know, have no accountability. And I think there's going to be more accountability this year on these topics. You know, the good news is, we're going to give away some Beach Boy tickets.
That's right. Next hour, Beach Boys at the Minnesota State Fair with the Temptations.
It's a little ahead of my time, but I think it would be a good show.
Yeah, I'd go to that show for sure.
Your hat's kind of Beach Boys-ish.
Oh, thank you. Got a little floral on
Wichita
the hat.
Wichita Brewery.
Yeah, yeah.
Next hour, we're going to give away some Beach Boys tickets. And up next, we're going to talk to Andy Tate. He's a financial advisor with Best Prep. Market is up today. We got to get these kids smart on finances. How are we going to save some money? Is now a good time to invest? Pull back, cash, bonds. We'll talk to Andy when we come back. Blaise Olson in for Paul and Jordana on News Talk 830 WCCO. It's 420 on News Talk 830 WCCO. Blaise Olson in for Paul and Jordana today. Joining me now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, the one and only Andy Tate, financial advisor with Best Prep and Cahill Financial Advisors. Andy, thanks for joining me.
Glad to be here, boys.
Say, Andy, the market did well today. And, you know, whether you watch the market daily, you don't. One of the kind of things that people should learn more about is how do financial advisors receive their compensation, or what are they, you know, compensated on? And there's an array of options out there that people need to understand, try to understand, or need to know what questions to ask. So if somebody's getting ready to, you know, partner with or build a relationship with a financial advisor, what are kind of some of the first questions you suggest that they ask?
Well, I think first and foremost, when we're talking about finances and financial advisors and financial planners, the one thing that they're very bad at is talking about how they're paid.
Right.
So I think that's first and foremost, how does this work? Nobody does it as a hobby. It is a job for a reason. And understanding where the compensation comes from, how it's paid, what factors go into determining it, that's something that needs to be negotiated up front, and absolutely needs to be discussed up front.
And there's a couple different ways. So let's just start with planner versus advisor. What's the difference between a financial planner and a financial advisor? Is there a difference?
There is, and it's a pretty minute difference, but I think it is absolutely something to realize. A financial planner carries a certification as a certified financial planner.
Okay.
A financial advisor is somebody who has the qualifications to be a financial advisor, but doesn't necessarily carry the top designation in the industry. So a CFP mark or certified financial planner, it just shows that that individual has gone through some additional training. There's a different level of expectations as far as the planning quality comes along. And there's a board exam. It's like going to a physician that hasn't passed their boards. They still know medicine, but you kind of want to go to the physician who's board certified.
No, I think that is the case. And whether it's realtors or, you know, even in my field, we're not licensed as public relations folks, but there are certifications that some people, some companies kind of insist on as you go. So when it comes to financial planners, advisors earning their keep, you know, on a good day, when the market goes up, they make more money. And when the market goes down, they should pay you back money. Not really. But, you know, if only that was the case. But there's, you know, AUM, fee-only, fee-based, project-based, commission. What's the most common? What should the everyday investor kind of look for in the way their advisor or their planner is compensated?
Well, some of the different methods, the AUM stands for assets under management. So there'll be an advisor fee or planner fee on top of the underlying expense ratios in the investments. So that's a very common way of doing it. So the more assets you have, in theory, your fee should be a little bit less, because a lot of the time and effort goes in the beginning of the relationship, the onboarding. And so a fee only versus a fee based,
yep.
Again, one word, but pretty significant difference. Fee based means part of their compensation comes through commissions. You're selling a product. For example, if an insurance company is the underlying backbone, well,
yep.
Odds are you're going to get incentives to sell more insurance. And so a lot of those advisors refer to themselves as fee-based. So there is assets, you're getting paid on assets, but you're also getting paid a commission on a product that they're selling. So it's not good or bad. It's just a different way of compensation. And then project-based. If you have a situation that's pretty specific and you don't need full-scale financial planning, well, pay for that. Take care of my estate plan. Look and review how my investments are positioned in the volatile market that we're in. You know, define the scope of the relationship and determine what's a fair price. So there are multiple ways for the advisor to get paid. And typically clients aren't going to be all that turned off. They realize we do our job we make a living.
Yep.
Just making sure that you're upfront about it.
And then there's just some final kind of questions to ask, whether it's their own personal financial background, their own credit score, where they invest, their age and why it matters, their relationships. I mean, all of those things, when you're dealing with money, first of all, it's, you know, consumers are generally uncomfortable talking about it. But secondly, it's a relationship. It's a trusted relationship. And you have to ask questions that build that trust. What are your kind of your go-to questions to try to really know you could trust somebody?
Well, I think you trust your instincts, number one. I think people, you gravitate towards certain people. The way that they communicate is important. The way they listen is even more important. If I have a client give me their situation and walk me through some of their concerns, and I hear it completely wrong, well, that's going to be a bad relationship. So I think going through and understanding that the advisor has to have somebody who's already been in somewhat of your situation, where the advisor invests their own individual money, I don't think matters at all, because every situation is unique. And also, too, make sure that their level of experience matches up with you. You don't want to have a 25-year-old sit down with a 75-year-old advisor. Odds are that 75-year-old advisor is going to retire soon. That 25-year-old now is out looking for another relationship. So try to match up some of the skill sets, some of the needs, and also age if you can.
Well, Andy, thanks for that. And obviously, in these times when people have a lot of questions with money, one of the best things they can do is learn from themselves through stuff like Best Prep. So I appreciate you joining me on CCO.
Glad to be here.
Andy Tate from Cahill Financial Advisors and Best Prep. Always good to be smart when you're dealing with your money. And if you don't feel smart, talk to somebody who follows it and you can build a trusted relationship with. I'm Blaise Olson. I'm in for Paul and Jordana. When we come back, more of your calls and texts, 651-461-9226. It's 4:34. You're listening to Blaise Olson sitting in for Paul and Jordana. We've been talking a lot of issues. What's the one issue you want politicians to talk about this election season or listen more on or come up with a plan to solve? We took your calls. We took your texts, 651-461-9226. And then we're talking about this tragedy in the West Metro out in Orono, where a young boy was allegedly killed by his mother. And the mother was then allowed to leave the scene, later to be arrested at her apartment. There's a backstory. And, you know, one of the things, and I want to reach out to some of our texters, because I really appreciate the texts. Whether we agree or disagree or make me smarter, you think I'm an idiot, whatever it is, this is how we learn from the audience. And there's also something that, you know, we're on the air today. This is a story today. And I just want to remind everyone, listeners, myself, these stories evolve and they develop before we know what they are all about. 651-461-9226. We'll take your calls or your texts. But one thoughtful listener said, do I have any idea about county social workers, guardians, therapists that interact with these families in difficult family law situations? Suggested I do a little research. Not just offer simple answers on mental illness in families. Shame on me for stirring up controversy. Well, I know a lot about this. And what I know is that most of the time it works pretty well. But when things don't work, it's okay to ask why. And that's what I'm trying to do. Why doesn't this work? Why didn't it work in this situation? Look, this makes me sick to my stomach, this story.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
For everyone involved. I can't imagine being the father. I can't imagine being the family. I can't imagine what the mother must have been dealing with. But if you're going to lay out the judges, the social workers, the therapists, etc., at some point in a process, if nobody caught something, if everybody missed the risk here, then you have to ask why. Is there another part of the system? I'm very familiar. I have family members. I know people have gone through these systems. And sometimes they don't work. And I'm not trying to make light of it at all. I'm also not trying to point fingers directly. I'm trying to understand and ask the questions that people are going to ask. That's the truth. What questions are people going to ask? Catherine and Blaine, you're calling in. You want to talk about this tragedy out in Orono. Catherine?
I am, boys. It just makes me sick to my stomach, too. I can't believe that, this little child was in foster care. The mother, I understand, was saying that the father was abusing the child. And why? For what reason? She just wanted to kill her son? That makes no sense. And where is accountability here? Somebody should have been keeping their eye on this situation. You have a judge. I feel that person is accountable to this. I feel the lawyer that the child's mother had. Why was he didn't look into the situation at all. He was fighting for this woman who was planning at the time of killing her son. It makes no sense.
Catherine, I think that's true. And I don't know the gender of the lawyer, so it could have been a he, it could have been a she. There's social workers, there's therapists, there's all these things. Again, it's not, yes, there's probably some accountability that we all want to call for, but it's how does it happen? If there are these layers in the system that are supposed to protect the kids, why didn't it work in this case? That's what I want to understand, because this is a story that's not going away. We're going to be talking about this story through the trial, through a plea, and people are going to want to understand this one. So, Catherine, thanks for the call. Jim in Plymouth, you're calling in for your thoughts on this tragedy out in Orono.
Well, I'm looking at the George Floyd killing, and the officer that was holding the people back was just doing his job. And he's going to go to prison. Now, this judge that let this woman have this kid should have some accountability. Maybe she was just doing her job, but everybody was saying, don't let the woman have the kid. Now, how can this judge walk away, and many judges walk away with no accountability, and other people we hold accountable? I don't see that the system is working there.
Jim, thanks for your call. I think, look, the system is what we have. You'd have to change the system. the reason why the judges don't have accountability is because they are a co-equal branch of government. I understand that. And they do have accountability in that, that somebody can run against them. In other states, including Wisconsin, they have much more competitive judicial races. And I think there's a chance, it's probably not as high as I thought, but I think there's a chance that there's going to be some more competitive judicial races in Minnesota this year based on the news and the issues we're dealing with. I think that that is natural. I think there's probably judges out there that other lawyers that disagree with them on may run against this year, and we may actually see ads for judicial races. And we haven't seen a lot of that previously. But I appreciate the calls. I appreciate the thoughts. I appreciate the texts. Because these are the issues of our community, of our society, and no one person can solve all of them. This is one of those, it takes a village. So let's figure out in the village how this doesn't happen again. Could we start there if that's the premise? Because this is not a story I ever want to hear about again. I don't want to read about it. I don't want to listen to it. And I want to understand why. One of the major issues is capacity to deal with mental health issues in our hospitals, our therapy clinics, and from the state. Access, cost. We debated access and cost in traditional healthcare. It's now time to make mental health a part of traditional healthcare so that people don't have these issues. Somebody texted in and said it happened in Mound, not in Orono. It was the Orono police. So feel free. Appreciate your texts. When we come back, we're going to talk to Maxie about sports, this big move by the Timberwolves. See if he can hook me up on doing A-Rod's PR because he needs a little help. Twins play Detroit tonight. I'm headed to the game. Looks like a beautiful night for baseball at the Target Field. Steve Cannon probably would have called it the discount ballpark. Right? Don't you think?
We don't say the Target Field. We just say Target Field.
I know.
You're not going to the Target. Are you going to take the 169 on your way to the Target
Field? Well, no, because I'm already downtown, David.
Oh, okay.
And I wouldn't, well, I'd only take 169 for a brief, you know, then it's
before
the,
you get
then
on
it's
the 394.
Yeah. Well, you know, in Chicago, that's how they do traffic.
I know.
The 610. I think we can refresh things around here.
Should we bring it back?
I think we might when I'm here.
Okay.
When we come back, Mike Mack Sports, Blois Olson in for Paul and Jordana on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Durant comes home, the 1-2, check swing, did he go? He did! Strike three, and the Twins come back!
Twins win.
Stun and sweep the Royals. 7-6 the final. The Royal players and coaches are stunned watching the Twins shake hands here at Kauffman Stadium.
Mike Max, you've been a part of a lot of games like that, I know.
You've especially when I came in to pitch for the 6-run lead.
that's not what I was suggesting, Maxie. But you know, I was thinking about this. There's so many parts of sports that is about momentum and how things change. It happens in hockey, it happens in baseball, it happens in football, it happens in basketball. And that is as fun to watch and as sad to feel if you're on the other side as any part of sports like yesterday's Twins comeback.
Yeah, and generally speaking, just because of the rules of the game, baseball has the fewest momentum swings because you can stop, put a new pitcher in, you know, all those things, and you can play defense if you're not playing offense, all those things. But yesterday it was one of those, it felt like an immovable force that can't, in Kansas City. Really, you hate to say this, but I mean, they're heading to Memorial Day almost out of this thing because they played poorly. Then you got a chance to finally salvage one. And if you're the Twins, same with Detroit coming to town. I just came back from their clubhouse. I was visiting with some of the players. Detroit's the same in the same mode. I mean, they're going to get to Memorial Day dang near out of this thing, and it's going to be the White Sox and the Twins. You know, the White Sox trying to make a run in the summer months here, but that's where those two teams are at. They're so fragile, and the Twins have so much depth. You know, they're not even. I was talking to Carlos Correa about that today. They're not even near healthy, and they're in first place.
Right,
and so they should get better. as we get into the summer months, and I don't see anybody in that division that's going to challenge them right now, save the White Sox if they find everything here in the upcoming months.
Well, I think that they have had those injuries, and they've got this stretch, and to be out of it by Memorial Day, we know what that's like here in Minnesota.
Yeah, that's not fun.
It's not fun, and it hurts attendance. It hurts mojo.
Yep.
And there's not the sports to talk about during the summer, whereas fall and winter, you got three, four sports to talk about, but we've had a couple rough years here.
You can own it, for 3 months. And, in September, generally speaking, even if you're playing well, the Vikings take over for a while, and then they come back to the Twins in the playoffs, once they get there. And if you go back to the Met Stadium days, it was a Memorial Day to Labor Day is when you put all your eggs in that basket in terms of the crowds and where you'd make your money on attendance, and that's the same for the Twins this year. They haven't really drawn that well so far. They've drawn just so-so, but you get
weather.
The sense. Yeah, weather's a big part of that. And heck, today is nice and it's still cold.
I know.
but generally speaking, I always remember Clark Griffith told me when he owned the Twins when they were at Met Stadium, and he said, I can't tell you how many people would say, oh, when the Twins were at the Dome, I miss those beautiful nights outside at Met Stadium. He said, the problem with you is you only remember those nights because the only time you went was in July and August. What's the problem? You got great memories, but that's because you only went in the nice months.
One last Twins note. I ran into Mr. St. Peter yesterday at an unidentified location that I'm guessing you could imagine.
Yeah.
And let's just say he's in a better mood this year than he was the two previous years at this time of year.
Two years ago was the COVID case.
I know.
But they ended up playing well when they played. And last year it just never got going for this team, and it left a lot of questions. The other thing, and I was talking to Carlos Correa about this today, is whatever it is, the baseball ain't traveling, and they have made their adjustments on that. They're bunting more, they're stealing more, they're doing more things that the purists like in baseball, but they've accepted the fact that they're not going to just be able to hit home runs.
All right. Timberwolves make a little news with this Tim Connelly hiring. But before we get there, the next time you see A-Rod, okay, you need to say, hey, I know this PR guy in town. He'll help you with your Instagram so that you don't break the news.
Did you explain to the audience what happened?
Yeah, I did earlier, but you can tell him again.
Well, he posted on Instagram him with a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
But what he didn't notice was in the background was the press release, which had not been released, announcing that the Timberwolves had hired a new president of basketball operations. And it, they'd been negotiating with him, which wasn't a total surprise. But that's not the way you want it.
No,
release.
No, that's not the way the media guys had it drawn up.
So funny. And then he took it down right away.
Exactly.
It was too late. So this Tim Connelly's an intro. I mean, this tells you that Lori and A-Rod are making decisions because 5 years and $40 million for an executive is uncharted waters for this team. And so that tells you, when Thibodeau was here, he got $10 million, but that was to coach and be the GM in essence. That tells you that it's a five-year deal. These guys are supposed to be the majority owners well before then. They had a lot to say about this.
Yep.
Even though Connelly met with Taylor over the weekend, you get the feeling that was almost ceremonious. Now, what happens to Sasha and Gupta? I don't know. I was surprised because they allowed him to sign Finch to a long-term contract. He just hired an assistant GM a couple weeks ago. None of it made sense unless they've got a plan where he stays in the organization in a different capacity.
And they do like him, so there is a chance
they're
going to do that.
Yep.
All right, Maxie, we'll catch you on WCCO TV. I'm going to the Twins game tonight, so hopefully it's warm enough.
Yeah. Have fun out there, but it should be a nice night.
Sounds good. Yep. See you, Maxie. Mike Max Sports is brought to you by John Schuster, Caldwell Banker. Check out John Schuster for your realty needs. I'm Blois Olson. We're almost done with hour two here with David Josephson keeping me on the air. He hasn't had to censor me, bleep me. We've got some texts, we've got some calls. But we do have a text saying there's too many serious issues, and they know I'm not that serious of a guy. You know what today is?
You're going to tell me it's National something or other day.
It's National Taffy Day.
Yeah.
How do you feel about taffy?
Not good.
You don't like taffy?
No, I don't like taffy at all.
What's wrong with you?
You know what I like less than taffy?
What?
National blankety blank fill in the blank day. Who cares?
Why do you hate pure joy?
Because it's that holds as much credence.
You're a fuddy-duddy. You're
just saying like it's National Scotch Tape Day. I just made that up. That means just as much as whoever is telling you it's National Taffy Day.
You're a fuddy-duddy like Hartman.
All baloney.
Hartman and Carter are fuddy-duddies, and now we're adding you to the fuddy. Can't we have some fun?
Taffy's trash, too.
Taffy is trash.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. It's a sweet treat. You know, when I was coaching baseball?
Yeah.
Because I've never been a seeds guy, and I never chewed tobacco.
No, seeds are great.
See, I didn't like seeds.
Oh.
So I would eat licorice, or okay. I'd have taffy. That was my thing to chew or keep my mouth busy during
the
baseball game.
Taffy, like, you chew it, and then it's gone. It's not like you're going to chew that for a half an hour.
You can make it last a while, and then you just get more taffy.
Well, you end up eating a full dessert in every inning.
Well, not that, but, you know. All right, we're going to talk National Taffy Day when we come back. What are your favorite flavors? 651-461-9226. Yay or nay on taffy, and what are your favorite flavors? Blois Olson in for Paul and Jordana on News Talk 830 WCCO.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.